The reason we have been singing today about what he's done is that recently I've had, I've spoken to a few people who are facing long things in their lives that they've wanted and been pushing through for a very long time. And it can make you very down. And I think, and God want, I felt God wanted us to remember what he's done. We often think about what he hasn't yet done. And we do think about how mighty and amazing he is. But we don't often remind ourselves of what he has done. And in the Old Testament, it says in so many places that we should remember what he's done. And in fact, in today's reading, in Numbers 14, we saw the spies who went into Canaan coming back and saying that they didn't feel they could move into the promised land because essentially God couldn't do it. Although it was only about a year since he completely destroyed the Egyptians and taking them through the Red Sea. So they should have remembered. You would think they should have remembered. But we don't, do we? We don't remember what he's done. We think about the obstacles in our life. And I was reflecting on this, and then I get some prophetic words from a network that Mark Birch-Machin also belongs to, the Glasgow Prophetic Network. And this came a couple of days ago, and I just wanted to read it to you. Your worries have become your idols, says the Spirit of the Lord. You've put your problems in the central position on the altar of your life. You've taken your eyes from me and focused instead on your pain, endlessly cycling through negative what-if scenarios in your mind. Your worries have become first in your life, your first thought as you wake up and your last thought of the day. But finances cannot give you salvation. A spouse cannot be your eternal saviour. And having a ministry will not save you. It's time to pull down the idols of misery from the altar of your life. Put me back at the centre of your heart and your mind. Be led by my Spirit who lives in you, not by the worries that will try to distract you. I am not a God who worries, nor am I a God who asks you to worry. Shift your eyes back to me and take hold of the peace I give you, a peace not of this world. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. Put me back in my rightful position, front and centre of your life, and watch what I will do. And this ends with the verse Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. This was all so much encouraged and confirmed by what Lisa said today about how God is removing the obstacles in her life. And when I prayed about all of this, I really felt that God wanted us to know this morning that being thankful won't just make us feel better. It also breaks down strongholds. There will be breakthrough when we're thankful.